And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are live from downtown Grand Rapids and streaming into your head wherever you may be. But it's good to be back, Barbecue Bob, and get back in the chair here and start talking about some of the things that we've done this summer. You just had a great trip up there to the UP and through Grand Marais and hit the brewing company. But I've yet to take any jaunts, but we're going to be doing one to Mackinac here in a couple weeks. So
nice.
I got some family coming in from out of town. My brother's coming in from Texas, and we're going to go up there and spend a little time and do a little exploring ourselves.
But I look forward to seeing him this weekend.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But so we're going to talk a little bit about campfire cooking. You know what? That's one of your passions, I think. I don't do it so much, but I know you do.
Yeah.
So this is a season for that, too. So maybe tips, techniques, and some advice, and so on.
Yes, and also want to give a shout-out to our friends Scott and Katie. On the way back, we stopped in Pentwater and visited them. We went to Chase Creek Smokehouse, visited with Pat and Linda, and then shot right over to Pentwater through the back roads.
Yeah.
And Scott entertained us on his boat, and then we went back to their cabin, and he made four gorgeous ribeyes, and we had just a wonderful pre-birthday celebration for Maureen with some beautiful steak. That
nice.
Girl loves steak.
Yeah, well, she's with the right guy then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Finally.
Right.
So campfire cooking, it's a bit of a trick depending on where you're going to go, and I guess that's one of the things that's a good idea to have in your head as you're packing. And if you're camping, you got to bring everything with you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And my wife is a supreme list maker. So when we go camping, she keeps the lists on her computer, and she knows what to check off, and she'll print it off, and I'll stage all the stuff based on what we've decided we're going to bring with us. And when you're at those state campgrounds, first of all, Michigan state campgrounds are just supreme. I mean, supreme. We stayed the first night at a place called Muskalong, which is a lake about a half hour. It's probably only 12 miles from Grand Marais, but the road getting there is like the Alaskan Highway. I mean, you got to be ready. And we took her Lincoln up, which was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Because we should have had the Jeep. And we, that thing was a filthy mess when we got to the campsite, but again, beautiful site right on Muskalong Lake and which is the real term for muskie. And it's just a fantastic campground run by the state. And we had this perfect setup right on the water, good neighbors, you know, not a lot of dogs or anything like that. And that's the night, we just cooked sausages.
Mm-hmm.
And which was really easy because sometimes you're getting into the camp a little late, and we take an easy up Coleman tent, and it sets up in 60 seconds. If you're going to buy a tent and you're not going to put a stove in it, I would highly recommend spending $200 with Coleman. Get the easy up. It goes up so fast, it's ridiculous, and you'll never forget your poles, John.
Right, yeah, because they're part of it. Yeah, right.
Another story. But, you know, the other thing you've got to really plan on, when we got married, we actually did part of our honeymoon camping. We took our sailboat up to the Georgian Bay, and we camped and sailed up there, and it was wonderful. And in the process, I made this really cool wooden chest. The top comes off and folds out to a table. It was – my wife still has great memories. I have great memories as well of eating off that little table, sitting, you know, in the in the grass, just chowing away. But – you also have to be careful. Our vehicles are all smaller now, so you can't just take everything like back in the days we had a Suburban.
Right.
We loaded it. So, you know, choosing the right cookware and then making sure you have grates along with you depending on the campfire you're going to be using. Because sometimes if you're in a rustic site, there's just a fire pit.
Right.
There's no grate. And in that case, I bring a tripod, which is just an easy way to put your steaks or whatever on it, a frying pan for breakfast, whatever you're going to do. We didn't bring our little gas stove.
So that's kind of hanging a grate over top of the fire.
Yep.
And so you're not cooking necessarily with the coals.
No, you are.
Okay, so you're going to let the
yes,
flames die down.
You do.
You
definitely want to. Or you can scrape some coals to one side and put it on the side and keep your fire ripping if you want. But typically, you're going to want to get a mature fire and then let it dwindle down a little bit. And then you can adjust your grate based on what you're cooking. But that's just a great idea.
Sorry. So what do you do with what do you do with, like, you're a big cast iron guy, right?
Funny you should say that.
Yeah, right. And there's this one piece of cast iron that, if you're a new listener, you're the only person on earth that doesn't know this, because if you've ever listened to our show before, that there's a thing called a Dutch oven that Bob is in love with.
More than
his Lebanese wife, he's in love with his Dutch oven.
And it just so happens that you're now the proud owner of a gorgeous Lodge cast iron.
Guilt
Dutch
by association,
oven.
Buddy. That's all.
That was your Christmas
present.
Right,
I did get
year.
One, and I have to admit, I've used it.
Oh, there you go.
And it works really, really well.
Well, and there again goes back to the camping equipment space thing,
right?
That's something you can cook in that you can do about everything in.
Right.
So depending on the size gang you're cooking for will depend on which Dutch oven you bring.
Right. Well, I only have one, so that would be the one that I would bring. But that the versatility of that is huge.
It is.
Because you can use it as a fry pan if you just want to use the bottom. You can fill it up with liquid and stews. You got to cover it. You can bake in it. It's in the cover comes with it. Thus, the Dutch part, you can put heat on the top and the bottom, and you can really make some great desserts like that. It's a very versatile piece of equipment.
Yes.
And the cool part about cast is that you don't need soap to clean it up.
You definitely do not want to use soap.
Right. So you bring – I got one of those little wires. It's like stainless steel all wadded up in a ball or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you rub it – you know,
little
put
water.
The water in there and rub it with that, and everything comes out, and you just leave it. You don't ever want to put soap on these, as Bob said, because you're going to lose the oil in it, and then you're going to get rust.
Well, you'll also absorb that soap.
Right. Yeah, because
it's porous.
Right. The cast is porous. And we've had the people on from Lodge many times if you're a regular listener, but this is the time of year when cast is good, because when you're traveling like you are, you got one or two pans you can use for everything. And it's easy to clean. You bring a little paper towel, scrape out the chunky stuff, rub it down with paper towel, maybe a little vegetable oil if you got some, and bam, you're ready to go.
Definitely.
You're ready to go
Definitely oil it up when you're done. The thing about Lodge is they pre-season all theirs, so you can literally fire it up and throw your oil in it and cook.
Right.
It's that good. They also make one called a combo, which is cool. It's not quite as tall, but it's big around. So it's like a high-topped frying pan, and then it's got this cast iron lid, which also serves as a fry pan or a muffin tin or whatever you want to use it for. So in that case, one piece does, you know, really a lot of food.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. Now, my 12-quart actually comes with a tripod. So it's got its own tripod with a hook, and you can literally hang it over your fire. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you better have some stout sticks, though, because that thing, that 12-quart, weighs about 40 pounds.
Well, it's got its own tripod.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you meant the chain, but the whole tripod.
No, it's got the whole extra tripod.
Yeah.
So putting a Dutch oven on a grate is never recommended by me, because they're very heavy, and the grates can sometimes be a little slippery, and if you get a little off-centered, that baby might want to slide to the side, and she'll dump in a heartbeat.
Right.
And you got to have some mitts. Because handling really super hot stuff, and you can get some nice silicone mitts. You can go right down to Garrett's Appliance and grab those, and get some Weber starter cubes too, because starting the fire, we didn't get any rain when we were camping, but it's nice to have a dependable fire and not look like an idiot.
I'm a big proponent of the welding gloves.
Yes.
The leather welding gloves that are insulated. Those that silicone, if you hold it any more than 10, 15 seconds, that heat's transferring. It's transferring right through there. And those big leather gloves are a little more protective.
Yes.
And that cast will be hot, guys. It will be super hot.
There's a welding supply company in Michigan with a bunch of outlets. And there's one in Ionia. And I stopped in there and got these all the way up to your elbow kinds.
Right. So if you're reaching in the fire.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you know, that cast heats evenly. That's part of the reason why it cooks so well, either right on the heat or beside the heat.
Well,
right?
With the right with Dutch the oven, certain models have a ridge around the cap. You can actually put your coals right on top of it. So with the right Dutch oven, you'll have a ridge on top. You can put coals under it and a few on top and do a roast in about 2.5 hours.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the equipment you might want to bring with you when you go on your camping trip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in a space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.